Good morning. Welcome to Buffalo National River. I'm Linda Bishop, a park interpreter here at the park, and I'd like to invite you up the Lost Valley Trail.
Wearing standard-issue broad-rimmed brown ranger's hat with her forest green uniform, Linda Bishop, Buffalo National River Park Ranger and Sage Interpreter, leads the way this cold, sunny morning. No one else is on the trail, which is incredible, given that over a million people visit this park annually, with 65,000 choosing this trail in particular. The path skirts Clark Creek, older-growth sycamore, persimmon, elm, American beech, and white and red oak trees tower above us.
Just some beautiful natural scenes along with the trail work that's taking place.
We're heading due west up the mountain for about a mile, passing bluff shelters and cliffs towards Eden Falls. Last spring, a flash flood of historic proportions surged through this place, sweeping away footbridges and campgrounds. No one was injured.
So much rain, and it scoured out the trail itself. Did a lot of damage.
Much of the debris's been cleared and new sturdier trails constructed. Camping's no longer permitted here, just in case. But day trips are encouraged.
And I could say that this is the most popular trail here on the park. And the trail does date back to the 1960s, when this was actually a state park.
After the Buffalo was declared the first national river in 1972, the Park Service acquired Lost Valley, as well as 135 miles of corridor embracing one of the last free-flowing rivers in the lower 48. The spring-fed headwaters emerge from the upper Ponca Wilderness area, not far from here.
The river in its totality is 150 miles long, but the first 15 does flow through Ozark National Forest. Then there's the Park Service boundary, 135 miles of river, and along with that, 95,730 acres of land, which sounds really big. But if you ever look at a map of the park boundary, you'll see we are a long, skinny park. And the river flows through three counties, Newton, Searcy, and Marion counties. It's very unique from one end of the river to the other, and that there is this ruggedness, extreme ruggedness, right here in Newton County, which is the headwaters of the Buffalo River. And the folklorist Vance Randolph once wrote that if you took all of Newton County and you spread it out flat, it would be bigger than the entire state of Texas.
And winter, a prime time to hike the Buffalo National River, with over 100 miles of trail to choose from.
I think it might be the least visited time of the year because people really haven't given it much thought when it comes to coming out to the river. But maybe that should be an attraction, that it's not as crowded. And so you do have more opportunity to see wildlife or hear wildlife like the pileated woodpecker. The opportunity also exists that once you see that wildlife, let's say a coyote or a white-tailed deer run across the road, you'll be able to see it for a ways. It's not going to disappear back into the thick underbrush of leaves. You'll be able to see it for a little bit longer.
Even hiking in frigid weather is fun if you dress in layers and pack provisions.
And of course, if we've just had a snow or an ice storm, once those roads have cleared off, you can come out and stand along the river's edge or one of the hiking trails and really experience frozen waterfalls, icicles dripping, and crystal clear blue skies.
We descend the Box Canyon towards our destination, a natural bridge at Eden Falls. It's called a natural bridge because the creeks carved a 50-foot-long tunnel clear through the base of a protruding bluff falling into an emerald green pool.
And as you look at this bluff face, you see some straight cuts down through the rock face. And during the rainy season and the water is coming down through and off from the top, it's cutting that. It cuts and chisels continually, carving, always changing.
Now in summer, it might be fun to shimmy through the watery 50-foot-long tunnel from one side to the other, but we choose to ascend a curving stairway around the bluff to the other side to watch the water tumble through. Ranger Bishop says the winter is also a prime time to observe wildlife on the park with the tree canopy clear of foliage.
The elk are more active even throughout the winter than some other months because of the cool days. They like to hang out in the fields, so you have a good opportunity to see the elk. The largest swans in North America, the trumpeter swans, are in Boxley Valley on Highway 43. Great blue herons. And, of course, during the winter, you have a good chance of seeing bald eagles and osprey.
Black bear live here as well, although they tend to remain out of sight, as do bobcats. The trumpeter swans and elk inhabit Boxley Valley, just a mile below us, along the Buffalo River. Canoe outfitters are closed in the winter, so if you want to float the buffalo, Ranger Bishop says you need to bring your own gear.
But be prepared, knowing that that water is going to be icy cold, and you're probably going to want a wetsuit. So it's generally just canoed throughout the winter months by those that are really highly experienced and have their own equipment.
Park Service allows visitors to build small campfires along the river to warm up if carefully tended and if no fire bans are in place. Winter camping is also encouraged and is free of charge in some places during the winter months.
And we have quite a few campgrounds all up and down the river. They're all in sight of the water itself, although they're not down by the water's edge. Some of these campsites can be reserved. Some are first come, first serve. So you'll want to check online about the availability and whether or not there's a reservation required. And make sure you have the proper camping gear for winter camping. But I think it's an ideal time to come out and enjoy the campgrounds and see the differences. There's really no two campgrounds alike, and so there's one I'm sure that would suit just about anybody.
But one thing is strongly advised, Ranger Linda Bishop says. If you decide to float the buffalo or take an extended backpacking venture on the park this winter, contact rangers to leave word of your itinerary. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.